Build back better, vaccinate the whole world by 2022, says Boris Johnson. By Kurt Zindelka on June 1, 2021. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called for the leading economic powers to help vaccinate the entire world against the Chinese coronavirus by the end of next year and said that the G7 nations should craft a global pandemic preparedness treaty to enshrine vaccine passports and other measures. Ahead of the Group of Seven, G7, meeting in Cornwall, England later this month, the British Prime Minister said that he will be looking to come to agreements with heads of state of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United States, and the European Union to confront future pandemics, officially codify global coronavirus measures, and to ship coronavirus vaccines to the developing world. In an interview with Canada's public broadcaster CBC, Mr. Johnson said, "Nobody is safe until everybody is safe. What we want the G7 to try to agree to is that instead of vaccinating the whole world by 2024 or 2025, which is what we'd achieve on the current timetable, we need to get this done by the end of next year, by 2022. Arguing for the necessity of a globalist framework on pandemics going forward, the British leader said, "If you look at what happened in the world in 2020, it was a terrible year for humanity and it was a terrible year for the international system. It was a terrible year for believers in global cooperation because the world simply became balkanized and everybody was, it was sauve qui peut, French for panic. Everybody hung on to their stocks of PPE of protective equipment. We need to have rules so that there can be no interruptions of supplies across borders so that we have secure supply chains for the things that we depend on in future," he added. Johnson said that the world is also going to need to come to an agreement on the issue of vaccine passports and COVID status certifications, saying, "There has to be some sort of agreement then, at the G7 level, to start, on how travel and passports are going to work going forward. We have to make sure that fighting the next pandemic is a global enterprise," Mr. Johnson said. Johnson's call for vaccinating the entire world by next year came as the leaders of globalist institutions, including the World Health Organization, WHO, International Monetary Fund, IMF, World Bank Group and World Trade Organization, WTO, have called on richer nations to ship vaccines to poorer countries in order to confront emerging variants of the Wuhan virus. In a joint letter published on Monday, they wrote, "Increasingly, a two-track pandemic is developing. Inequitable vaccine distribution is not only leaving untold millions of people vulnerable to the virus, it is also allowing deadly variants to emerge and ricochet back across the world. Even countries with advanced vaccination programs have been forced to reimpose stricter public health measures. It need not be this way." They called on Western nations to commit to spending $50, 35 pound and 25 penny, billion to help vaccinate third world countries in the hopes of vaccinating 60% of the global population by the end of the first half of 2022. The globalist institutions said that in order to achieve this goal, richer nations must start donating doses of vaccines immediately and begin investments to produce an additional 1 billion coronavirus jabs. Pressure to donate vaccines has also come from within the British Parliament, with over 100 MPs writing an open letter to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, demanding that the UK donate one vaccine to the United Nations COVAX scheme for every dose administered in Britain. One of the letter's signatories, Liberal Democrat MP Leila Moran, said, "We are calling on the government to start donating those vaccines as a matter of urgency. And to also commit to technology transfer and coming to some kind of an agreement on intellectual property so that other countries elsewhere in the world are geared up to be able to manufacture their own vaccines." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.